The work session starts with a presentation from business owner Clay Coleman. He wants the council to understand the unintended consequences and the high costs that result from the city's new commercial design requirements. As a continuation of the March 16th work session, the council will discuss the land use authority because the planning department wants clarification on which administrative decisions the council intends to retain and which decisions should be handled by the planning staff. The regular meeting starts at 7 p.m. with a COVID-19 update. Wasatch County School District Superintendent Paul Sweat will give a brief presentation. Executive Director of the People's Health Clinic, Beth Armstrong, will update the CARES Act grant money spent during the pandemic. Kenna Jones with the Children's Justice Center will also outline the use of CARES funding during the past year. The council will consider adopting bylaws for the Heber City Community Reinvestment Agency. The CRA is the legal entity that the state will grant authority to encourage local economic development in the city's designated areas. The bylaws will establish agency officers and address other administrative decisions. Council will also consider approving designating the survey area for the CRA. Planning Director Tony Kohler will ask Council to approve parking regulation changes. And finally, Councilmember Rachel Kaler will lead a discussion to consider amending the Code of Conduct and Ethics for Public Officials, last addressed by the City Council in 2012. Kaler wants to revise the resolution passed during the March 9th council meeting approving the North Village Overlay Zone. She plans to ask the council to open the document to allow for a more open communication forum between the council and planning commissioners. You can find a link to the virtual meeting, the agenda, and accompanying reports on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.